Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude? Been a while. Been a while.
That's not good.
I'm sick.
You're sick right now?
Sick with it.
Oh, shit, dude.
I went to the doctor and he said, dude, there's no cure. I can't give you any pills. You're just so sick with it.
Sorry, man. All you have is the license to ill.
It's literally another joke from another person.
What?
Another person said that.
Which one?
That sick with it.
Oh, I've never heard that. Sick-witted?
No, sick with it.
With it?
Like, I'm sick with it.
Oh, shit. You're, like, down with the sickness. Somebody started playing for you. Fucking
he's
Disturbed.
Like, I can't cure you, dude. You're just
too sick with it. But
it
was the fucking... What's that dude at the...
That stupid guy, Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese, my boy. Yeah, I like him.
Fuck, that shit sucks.
Why?
It's stupid. It's parrot. Dude, it's like Weird Al.
It's like just... big band Weird Al, but covering songs.
Ugh.
You mother, get up. Come on, get down with the sickness.
I could take about 90 seconds of that.
So I can keep going?
No, I meant when he's doing it, I could take 0.0 seconds of you fucking.
Lovely voice.
Such a lovely
Someone told
voice.
You that? No. Someone told you that, did they? I'm watching Alfie Solomons right now.
What's that? Uh-huh.
That's
Peaky Blinders?
Yeah.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders.
It's another fucking Tom Hardy.
So other than you being character. Sick, man, how are you doing?
Good. I've been doing woodwork.
Oh, what have you been working on?
I'm putting the finishing touches on the top of a table.
Oh, a table, you say?
Oh.
I've never heard of such thing.
I've already made you one.
Made me one. No, you made the house one, fuck up. Come on now.
And you're using it all the time.
So do you when you sit on the couch, unless you're like, no, I like the chair. It's mine. It's not.
But it's not mine. I never say that.
You do like that chair a lot. That chair's comfy.
It's nice. It's
a
just
black
like,
lazy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm making a coffee table.
Oh, wow. That's going to look really nice.
I'm not putting it in this house.
Oh, you're going to keep it in the garage?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet.
What do you mean, what are you going to do with it? What else were you doing? Are you going to sell it on
AfricanGollum.com? Our... What'd you call it? African Gollum?
Isn't it like Akron's troll or some shit?
I thought you said African Gollum.
Yeah,
though.
I did, yeah.
It's Gollum of Akron.
Gollum of Akron. All right,
and no one buys shit off of there. So no, I'm not going to put it there.
Because you know you never used my sweet idea of you giving people your own cash. Was that it?
Yeah. No, yeah. Like,
yeah,
I,
you'd give them $40. They would buy it, give you the $40 back, and then write a review. And it would look like you had sales all across Akron. But really, it was just family members that you're gifting the money to. And then you'd bring it to their house. They'd take a picture of it in their like house and then write a review of it.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if it was the same picture each time. Like, love it. Can't wait to use it
just
again.
Just different colors.
Just can't wait to set things on it.
Same coffee mug in all shots.
Yeah, I'll Photoshop like a different color of a mug or something like that. But it's always a Batman mug for some reason.
Just a purple or a red or a green one.
So what are you going to do with this fucking sweet, awesome coffee table that you're not going to put it
in
here?
You're not going to like it. It's not as big as the current one.
Oh, then why are you making it?
Oh, my God.
Might as well just use it for firewood, right?
Thinking the same thing about you, big guy.
Oh, wow. Just use me as a log, eh?
Well, you're dry and drifty and shitty and ready to be burned.
Yeah, that's the main thing, I think, to take away from this. Ready to be burned.
You drifty asshole.
Yeah, it does seem to get away from me sometimes. My asshole just is like, ah.
It drifted
I'm
away.
Drifting away. I read today Captain Marvel will digitally de-age Samuel Jackson for the entire movie. I am so down for that because like it takes place in I think the 90s.
Yeah,
and so hopefully we'll see how he loses his eye, and you know that it's going to be Samuel Jackson for an entire movie. That's cool too because like a lot of people are like, oh god, who are they going to get to like play him?
Yeah,
and
no,
I like
that's him.
Yeah, the picture they show is from Pulp Fiction with like the Jerry
fro,
curl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit looks awesome. But yeah, I'm stoked on that. Let's see here. What else?
Oh, I read the end of Civil War 2.
How do you mean?
I just read Civil War 2.
The comic?
Yeah.
Well, where?
At Barnes & Noble.
Today?
Yesterday.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Like the... Wow, you were there for that long?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, I love Civil War 2. It's
dude,
great.
It's all about Captain Marvel and fucking Iron Man.
Yes. Yeah, that's...
Beefing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, and then like alternate futures and shit. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, you know what's a bummer is that... Well, all right, so Mark Millar, the guy that did Kick-Ass, he wrote that. And he also wrote Old Man Logan, which he ties into that book. Remember... I can't remember the cat's name. He's one of part of the Inhumans, though, and he can, like, see the future. and they start using him as the fucking, like...
Yeah, goddamn, Calcius or something like that?
Yeah, I can't remember. He's not a character that I've read, that I've read a lot, but they start using him as basically, like, Minority Report, like, thought crimes. Like, he knows this is going to happen, so they go and stop it. And then the whole thing is Iron Man's like, well, how do you know you're actually stopping this future? Like, he could be wrong. And then they find out that he has been wrong.
Well, future crime, is very dangerous stuff. Minority Report,
I said that.
I didn't hear it.
Okay.
I'm a little sick.
So, I'm under the weather. I'm down with the sickness. Ooh, no, okay, so. Why are you so hyper, you little bastard?
I'm like, somebody please.
Just shoot him. Just
shut him down.
Just kill him. Tape his mouth shut. Make him Deadpool from Wolverine Origins. All right, so, and then he sees a future where he meets Old Man Logan, and that takes place after Old Man Logan. So you should check that out. That's a fucking dope read, dude. You would love Old Man Logan. Probably. It's so fucking good.
I liked Logan so much.
And that's very, very, very loosely based off the comic. Like, what they do with the characters in the Marvel Universe, because it's not just like that like one little story, is absolutely incredible. Like, the sects of like America that are broken up, like fucking... Dr. Doom owns part of it. Kingpin owns part of America and shit. Like, they have their own little sections that you have to like fucking drive through, like fucking Mad Max.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, it's dope, dude. It's fucking way good. But yeah, you'll understand that part that happened in the book a lot more if you read Old Man.
Oh, okay. That book was pretty cool.
Yeah, Mark Millar did really good shit with the Marvel characters and stuff. I liked his other stuff too. Like, Kick-Ass is really good. I've never read Kingsman or anything. I haven't been reading much lately, you know. Doing a lot of yard work. It's been a fucking awesome blast. That. Dude, okay, so I read this. This struck me as odd. Guild Wars 2 writer fired over... writers, I believe. Yeah, writers fired over tweets. Now, the tweet in question, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Let me pull this up. Jessica Price. Today in being a female game developer, : allow me, a person who does not work with you, explain to you how to do your job. And then that was a quote from her about this tweet. Well, I guess it was kind of a treat for her. Really interesting thread to read. However, allow me to disagree slightly. I don't believe the issue lies in the MMORPG genre itself, as your wording seemingly suggests. I believe this issue lies in the constraints of the living story's narrative design. Now, does that come across as, like, shitty? Or is that someone just like, hey, like how you explained it and how you're explaining your game development? Like, I thought it was always like this. Now, don't get me wrong. If he's saying this is how it is, then yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I don't think that that's like, they call it mansplaining in the article.
What? Explaining something?
If you're a dude, which is kind of like.
Explaining something if you're a woman, too.
Would be woman-splaining, I guess?
Yeah.
Like, do you think if that came from a female gamer or game designer or another one, do you think it would have the same suggestiveness that they've put on this article of like it being mansplaining and why is like this is what female developers have to deal with and stuff like that?
What does she have to deal with?
Mansplaining, like people like being like, oh yeah, that's a really good thread, but this is actually how it is. That's kind of how they worded it, but it doesn't really come across like that to me. I could be wrong because they're only showing one of three tweets, which I thought was odd.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's the whole thread?
Yeah, they don't show the entire thread in the article.
Then I need the context.
Isn't that funny? Like how they like they write this like fucking catching headline and then give no real detail about it. Like Screen Rant, come on, dude.
Isn't that a cool way to present news?
Yeah, fake news, dude. Foos is what I call it.
I mean,
morning foos.
I mean, some things, I guess, warrant explanation.
Yeah, but mansplaining is kind of like if you know what mansplaining is. Same thing as like manspreading.
No, I'll tell you what mansplaining actually is.
Oh, he's doing it, everybody! Didn't see that one coming, did ya? Set and spike, sir. That was nice. I don't really know if I have any other news. Let me see if I have any trailers written down that I saw. I don't think that I saw anything cool though. Let's see. You see any cool trailers lately, dude?
One sec.
Okay. Uh-oh. He's going at it. He's sneezing all over his fucking sweet button up.
Shut up.
Getting it all snotty. I don't have any trailers written down or anything like that. And that was like the only news. Oh,
I knew there was more.
Yeah. Godzilla. Is it King of Monsters? Is that what it's called? The actual like live action one? The trailer's gonna appear at San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, that's good. When's that?
King of the Monsters. This month?
Oh.
I think next Friday or some
shit. I asked you a question.
Yeah, I believe it's next Friday. I'm not positive, but it's this month.
All right.
Yeah. So you'll see a whole bunch of new shit. Probably Captain Marvel will be there too. Like the trailer for that, I would assume.
I think it should.
And then there was also a bunch of articles about how this one person, I can't remember her name, is taking over like all of Chris Hardwick's shit for San Diego Comic-Con. And she was a guest on Talking Dead like a ton. And so in a tweet again, this is how we get our news now, her saying like, I'm filling in for a friend.
Yeah.
Meaning Chris Hardwick. And she has not gone like on any side of either or and shit like that. But I thought that was interesting wording for her.
That just means she hasn't abandoned him as a person.
Exactly. But yeah. A lot of people have. I mean, like, I haven't seen like Matt Myra talk about him. He was on his podcast. I mean, like a co-host or Jonah Ray. Both of them were on Nerdist and Idiot, whatever. IDO, however you spell it, like in internet speak.
Oh, what's internet speak?
It's like one. It's like a 10
using numbers for
ID
letters?
10 T or some shit like that. Yeah. Because he's clever, you know.
I don't see it.
Yeah. He's not clever. Damn him! But yeah, I thought that was interesting. Anyways, but yeah, I'm stoked for the Godzilla trailer. Aren't you, dude?
Well, this is being stoked for a trailer that hasn't dropped yet, so I'm going to try to not jump on that bandwagon.
You should, man. It's there. Pulled up. Hop in.
Nope. I'm going to be on a bandwagon for something I saw already, which is Bad Times at the El Royale.
What's that about?
It's about a hotel called the El Royale, and it looks like a Coen Brothers movie, but like lots of big actors, and it looks really fucked up. Like,
now,
just,
is this the Assassin's Hospital?
No. Okay. No, not at all. This is like a priest goes to a fucking hotel, but you end up at the end, like, this girl's like crying, and he's like, she's like, what are you? He's like, well, not a priest. Like, after he's done a bunch of fucked up shit, I imagine.
Really?
Like, it looks like there's a couple, maybe...
I like that, like, speculation.
Like, two serious... Well, the whole trailer is fucking chaotic, but it looks really beautiful, like
those
a Coen Brothers
movie. Those
fast
cuts that you're just like, I have no idea what's
happening.
Oh,
this looks violent.
Who's bad? I can't tell. Who am I rooting for? Or like, let me at him.
Or, like, it'll cut away, and then, like, it'll make you think someone got hit or killed or shot, but you're like, I don't know.
I'm not sure what happened. Hotel Artemis is what I was talking about. You seen the trailer for that?
Yeah.
That looked kind of cool. That
looks fun.
Looked very much off of
Smoking Aces, like, kind of style.
Or like John Wick 2, like the common ground of the place that they're at. I can't remember what it's called.
The Continental.
Yeah, the Continental Breakfast. I love it. Do you like Continental Breakfast?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
I'm not sure either. I think anything like that, like hotel serve, that's what they always call it. Continental Breakfast.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it is. Should probably look that up someday. All right.
I guess as opposed to what? Like a South Eastern
island,
Asian
island
breakfast?
Island. Well, it's continental. Or island.
As opposed to what? An ocean breakfast?
A state breakfast. Providence breakfast.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I would have a...
Country?
I'd have a township breakfast.
There you go. Yeah.
It would just be bark.
Oh. Okay. What's happening to weekly recommendations and rejections? I watched Spider-Man 3. Thank you. All right. You good?
Oh, no, I was rating the movie.
Oh.
That's what I get.
One
it. Out of 10.
Oh, wow, that's low. Spider-Man 3. All right, so...
Yeah, going back, I really love it.
Honestly, changed my heart and mind about this movie.
Fuck.
No, I'm kidding. It's still a pile of shit, but there are parts that are fucking dope. That part at the beginning when he's chasing Hobgoblin on the fucking snowboard with the lightsaber and the paintball mask, that's awful. But Peter Parker in a suit going through the town and shit like that looks so cool.
Yeah, but that's what you like.
Yeah. I know, about the movie. I'm giving
the whole scene was good.
I'm giving...
There was a great character in a shitty scene.
No, there's a lot of shit that looks cool in that. James Franco looks awful in it. Yes, I will give you that completely. His performance in the movie is very fucking weird.
Very strange.
But that part was cool. That part was enjoyable. The beginning of Sandman, when he becomes Sandman, amazing.
That is a cool shot.
That holds up
and,
like fucking
and
crazy.
And I like his like character before it becomes just sort of comical looking.
What do you mean when he's like the giant?
I like who he is.
The giant beast?
Yeah.
Well, I forgot, but they like retcon spoilers. Uncle Ben's death. He's the one, that, like his partner.
Oh, yeah, he is like the,
He was the shooter. His partner then took the car, that which Peter
on
then.
On accident, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I kind of remember it now because he has guilt and he just wants to be normal.
And it gives Peter like the whole thing of like being evil. I'm going to go kill this
I
dude.
I also loved his ending to where he was like, dude, I deserve this.
Yeah.
Like, go for it.
Hit me.
Like, Dude, it's nice. Like, he's just like, nah, man, I'm a fucking monster.
Yeah. And he literally was a monster in
that. I like monsters that realize they're kind of monsters, but not one to keep. Like, Frankenstein realizes that he's more than a monster. And this kind of monster, I like that kind. Like, Doc Ock did the same thing.
Yes, very
much
so.
Where he was just like, dude, like, the world doesn't need me. Let me do this and then I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Like,
that was cool. Dude, Spider-Man 2 holds up for most of it.
Here's your change.
All. Yeah, I love that shit.
I know you do.
Okay. So you remember the dance scene?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Vividly.
Right after that. Yeah, he's like, jazz with me. He says like some weird line, like, let me put it down or some shit like that.
Lay a smooth groove.
Yeah, no, he whispers something super creepy.
Yeah.
And then he starts dancing and shit like that.
And he's clicking. Like,
yeah, and it sucks.
Oh, it sucks. He does like a crotch like bump.
Yeah.
In the street too.
Fuck,
with his hands in his pockets, like crotch bumps.
No, not only that, he's like fucking giving the guns to all these chicks walking down the street.
Guns, and I wish I had a gun to shoot him.
It's so weird that they like chose to make that character like he's gonna be a pussy hound dancing maniac. That's how we're gonna show he's evil now.
Eat cookies and shit and fucking don't hang the phone up. Like,
yeah. Oh, go get me some more milk. Oh, so wait, what, I shouldn't be wearing this black suit, Dr. Connor? All right, anywho.
Lord.
All right, so after the dance scene though, fucking, they're like, all right, hey, get this fucking idiot out of here. Mary, is he giving you a trouble? Because she's like a waitress at a jazz bar now.
Yeah.
And
instead of a famous actress.
Well, she was singing at the beginning. Okay. Yeah. And fucking, he hits her in the face.
Oh, yeah. He clocks her good.
I did not remember that either. I was like, holy
and
shit.
And that's where it's like, that's the kind of bad that you should have.
Yeah. It's almost
that
like
that was the kind of bad he should have been, which is, I fucking hit the love of my life on accident. I'm a monster.
Actual evil.
Yeah.
Instead of dance numbers.
Yes. That's where I'm like,
I feel like if they would have changed that a bit and not made Harry that like lovable idiot for part of the movie where he's like, I got hit in the head. I like ice cream. Like, Peter's my friend. Mary Jane, you're pretty and I like you. Like, it's so fucking dumb. That dude is smiling so hard in the movie. It just makes you so angry. I'm like, I love James Franco, but fuck this. The first look at Venom 2 was dope. Like, he actually looked pretty big and cool, but man, fucking Brock.
Are you talking about like the bell tower part?
No, that's where. Well, yeah, that's the first time you see him. That was in the trailer too. You can tell because Eddie's hair is like bright blonde.
Yeah,
and in the movie it's not like that. So that's, for some reason they didn't want to color edit that. Anyways, but yeah, I felt like Venom looked really dope. Like when he was Venom, and at the end when it's just the symbiote with all the metal bars around him.
Yeah, big like 12 foot. Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, there are parts in this movie that worked really well and that were really well done. But I'd say, like, I was very harsh in the movie because I wanted it to be something else. But what it is, and those movies being a 3 and watching them all back to back, I would say that movie's about, like, a 6.
All right. Cool. I don't, like, beef on that.
All right.
Oh, I don't beef on it. Now, if I might throw up my beef during that one dance scene, but
it's rough. Yeah, it sucks. I mean, but it's almost funny now because like I'm not like, you're ruining Spider-Man. Like I was in the theater.
Yeah, now
like,
you're cool because you got Homecoming.
Yeah, there's other shit out there for me to watch, and like this is just almost like, man, this was a weird time.
Yeah.
Like looking back on it,
I watched Home of the Brick.
Oh,
this documentary about the Lego house.
Yeah, I watched some of that with you.
And it is funny how they're just like, here in Denmark, like, we need to make the perfect building. No screws will be shown. It'll be like a real Lego brick. I'm like, what an asshole. What a fucking asshole. Just to be like, I know it's a building. Don't put things on it that make buildings usually. I don't want anyone to see a seam. I don't want anyone to see a fucking, like, a light switch.
Tony was watching it, and I walk in the room, I'm like, oh, was this all built out of Legos? He almost threw the controller at me.
Wow. Yeah, I was like 4 trillion Legos later. Yeah. Dude, then we got into that fucking awesome riff where we were like, dude, everything's made out of Legos in the whole building.
Yeah,
the urinal's made out of
Legos.
Like,
you're like, what, the water pipes are just made out of fucking Legos? I'm like, hey, turn on the faucet and blue Legos are coming out at you.
Toilet paper is the white like panel.
Sheet,
of
yeah.
Yeah. Fucking kids keep taking Lego pieces off the building.
Can't hold on to a doorknob in this place. They just keep
just
ripping them right off.
Snags them right off. I mean, there's some pretty incredible shit. It's still a fucking incredible building. Like,
is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, okay. So at the end, you see it?
Yeah, like it's completely.
It was weird. They mentioned in the flick, I saw this part, that like they're like, when they fly over Denmark, we want them to be able to see and it look like Lego from air. I'm like, holy shit, this seems like a waste of money.
Oh, no. Yeah, like they're six, like the big windows are like the six knobs on the 2x4 block.
Yeah,
the big windows connecting. Yeah, like 12 feet each, like giant circles.
I was about to say, I was like, there's circles on the Lego, yeah.
And you can climb, like you can walk up to the building from the road and just start ascending from the outside and make your way all the way to the top
right,
of that building.
Each roof has like different playgrounds and stuff for kids and shit. It's very kid-centric. It's not like a nerd.
Oh, no. It really is. Like, there's a museum in the basement. Which they were like opposed to building because Denmark has bad flooding. It's a flat city, like where they're in. And they were like, fuck it. Like, do whatever we have to. Like, build, you know, fucking like water spillways, like anything we have to.
Just reinforce the walls with Legos.
Like, legit, get some extra Legos in here, some fucking foam Legos to absorb moisture.
Get some of those Lego workers and then we'll put some hard hats on them. They'll go to town.
But, like, they want this museum and the kids, like, voted on it and they're like, do it.
Now what? They're like, here's the first Lego block ever made. Do they have that?
Yeah.
They have that?
Yeah, like the block, and it didn't have, there's a ton of details in it that weren't there. It was like really rudimentary. He was a fucking toy woodmaker, like a wood toy maker.
So it wasn't the actual first Lego block ever made.
Well, they have the fucking, like, dies from it. But yeah, like, I don't think, like, I don't know if they saved, like, the first one off the production line.
If I ever created something like that, like was like, oh my god, I'd be like, oh yeah, I threw the first like 500 away.
Yeah, they're all garbage compared to this.
Not only that, I have no like sentimental value to that type of shit. Like, I'm not one to save things.
No, and I
like first guitar gone, all my skateboards gone. I used to have them, but I used to keep all that shit. And then I was like, I don't fucking.
Well, it'd
care.
Be like me having like my fucking
RC
Super
cars.
NES fucking controller or. Like, yeah, like my first wheel on an RC car, like my first fucking like mini paint that I bought, like
just an empty thing.
Yeah, just an empty bottle.
No, I filled it up with my tears.
And then I shoved it down Paul's throat and duct taped his mouth shut.
You're going to fucking die, you little bastard.
Took on a paint fumes and sadness.
Yeah. Ooh, the mixture.
Ooh, it's a potent blend.
You lick my face, you're like, your tears taste sweet.
They're like apple cider for my soul.
Ah, all right. So what do you give it?
7 out of 10. It was nice.
It seemed pretty interesting.
It was pretty cute. Like, I forget how much Lego is for kids.
Did you finish that Pops documentary?
No.
You should check that. It's pretty fucking cool, man. Like,
I get it.
They made shit. I saw the
no,
first.
No, I get it. Like, people are into Pop.
The first 30 minutes, I saw it. It's all good.
Nothing
needed here. No closure for this guy.
I forget what the acronym is. I think it's like...
For
adult
Lego?
Builders of Lego. Oh. Like, there's an acronym for people that just bring builds.
A-ball?
Something like that.
Adult Builders of Lego. A-ball.
Something like that. And they literally are just
bowl.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Why?
All right, man.
Why you do this to me?
I'm just trying to come up
no,
with
No, you just
jammed
me up.
Okay.
You know I don't know the fucking acronym. So yet you're like,
you bring it up. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you out, baby.
Maybe it's this.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
Yeah.
Shove it in my ass.
Wow.
Break it off.
Okay. Ow, Lego, that would hurt a lot.
Yeah, Lego dildo.
Ooh.
No smooth edges.
Yeah, ribbed for no one's pleasure.
And it does snap off.
Yeah, you could lose that quick.
Oh, God, then it crumbles.
Yeah, you can't get one of those wall dildos where you just, like, fucking have the suction cup throw it against the wall. It's like a door stopper. That seemed really accurate.
It stuck right to it.
So you didn't watch the Pops thing or anything, so yeah, you answered the question. Sorry for Jamie. Oh, Adult Builders of Legos.
Yeah.
I got you back.
Yeah, you're really pulling it. It's coming around the other highway on-ramp back to the direction we wanted to go.
Hey, you took the exit ramp, but you used it as an on-ramp.
You turned the GPS off on me and closed my, like, blind me on the highway, but then you let me back on.
Yeah, we're good.
No, it's just, they literally just request, there's only, like, I think a couple hundred of them in the world, and they just submit shit. And then they're like, cool, you can just submit this and build it in the museum.
Oh,
that's and they have an entire professional grade, like... It changes every month. Like, they'll have new builds that
it's
are
like
completely unique.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's like an art gallery for Lego. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that's art. I mean, that's you're
live.
Sculpting.
It is, dude. It's stupid. Like, people have built, like, waterfalls out of Lego. Like, retarded stuff. Like, just, like,
wait,
huge,
so
huge things.
You get to watch them build it?
Oh, yeah. They, like, assemble them there.
So,
and,
if you're
like,
there for, like, a week or two, you can see the whole process,
yeah,
probably?
Yeah, because they have to...
Could you imagine? Okay,
because they have to build what they've already, like, conceptualized
right.
on the spot.
All right, so how long does it take?
It depends, like...
A couple
days? Yeah, someone might be able to bust theirs out in 9 hours. Some people might take 2 weeks.
All right, let's say... It's a 9 hour one. You're in Denmark,
yeah,
and you're at the Lego Museum,
yeah,
and you're like, I'm gonna check this out, and you go down minute one.
Yeah,
how long you stay?
Oh, watching that build.
Yeah,
7 to 9 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Or go get me some fucking Denmarkian burgers and fries.
Would you
like,
just keep coming back a little bit? Like,
yeah,
at a time?
Like,
that's probably
come
what
back
I, yeah,
and see, because I'm not gonna be like, where's the next block gonna, oh, there's where that
clever son of a bitch, this guy's a genius.
How do you think of that?
I don't even know what he's making right now because there's so little done.
Oh, he's building it upside down.
Oh man, is that a foot? I don't know. Is it T-Rex?
No, it's just really cool because they let like the public do whatever they want, and like kids, like every bench has a pile of Legos in it,
huh,
you can just play with. He's like, bricks are going to be everywhere.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah, the lawn mowing company is going to be
little
like,
kid's mad, doesn't want to leave, throwing bricks.
Yeah, and then some dude's just chopping, yep, them all up. Yeah, just fucking hitting kids in the eye like little bullets. A massacre at Lego Foundation caused by Legos.
People slipping and falling on Legos at the edge, yeah, of stairs.
Oh, it's Home
I
Alone.
I couldn't see them. The floor's red. It was red Legos.
Little punks.
It's literally the same color as the bricks.
I thought these things would grip better, honestly.
Someone build a little bunch of little balls out of them.
Yeah. I watched Jaws.
I like that movie.
For 4th of July.
Yeah, that's a good one because it's like vacation weekend. What is it, Memorial Day?
4th of July.
Is it 4th of July in the movie?
Yeah.
What? So are you joking my ass?
No, I'm not joking your ass, man. But yeah, Jaws was great. I fell asleep for about an hour of it, but I saw the ending and it was sick. I missed a lot of the good parts, honestly. But that whole movie's good. You know?
I think my favorite part is the talk that they have under the boat when he's talking about
the
ship that goes down.
Yeah, that's the Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's
that's
fucked up.
Real too.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah,
the actually Netflix has the movie about it, the USS Indianapolis.
It's just called that.
Yeah, it's fucking starring Nick Cage.
Hmm?
Yeah, it's weird. I brought this up to a person I work with today, and they're like, "Oh yeah, the Indianapolis." So he's like, "That's one of the same part that you said."
Yeah.
He's like, "That's a real story. Nick Cage is in the movie. You should check it out."
Oh,
so you should watch that. Now, do you remember the story? Because I can't remember what he told me about it.
I remembered it was very awesome.
Yeah, I think, okay, I do remember. It was the guys that were dropping off Fat Boy and Little Man.
Yeah.
And they drop it off. It was like a top secret mission and then end up getting shot down. And like, I think 300 of the dudes survived.
And it was
like 1,100.
It was like in the morning. Like, it got, like,
but they were all like, they went in groups in the ocean once it got shot and fucking like, I believe they just got all eaten by sharks. Like, it was mainly shark attacks that killed them.
They were just in shark infested waters.
Yeah. And like 300 survived out of the 1,100. I believe I might be getting that wrong. That might be Unbroken. I'm not sure. I could be getting that way off.
There's a brand new song about that where he's like an SOS call. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And the whole song is just like, you know, they say the captain goes down with the ship and like all this shit. Like, eventually it just talks about them like all perishing and being dead at sea. Like, but I wonder if it's
that. Is that
the song
that's like, I'm sinking like a stone in the sea?
What's the next line?
Your something is a bridge for my body. Some shit
like that. Yeah, I think so. Because it gets to the end and they're like singing like different parts, double starts. Yeah.
That might be it. Who knows? Is that all Deja Entendu?
Uh-huh.
It's
the last song. Play Crack the Sky, I think it's called.
It is. Yeah, I've heard that. I like that song.
It's great. It's really sad.
Oh, my God.
Wow, wowzers. Now, I said it might be. Also, I've been listening to
we have no idea what we're talking about.
If we want to be that,
I'm like, that might be Unbroken. Who knows?
Also, if we want to talk about some other stuff that's like not just movies, I've been listening to this fucking new band. Well, not new band. They have two albums, but they're called Zeal and Ardor.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you know them?
No.
Oh, fucking dude, it's badass. It's like the Black Keys, but like death metal.
One of their members just died.
The Black Keys?
But not the two main dudes. It's like one of the tour musicians. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Poor fucking soul.
What?
Hopefully he's not one of the guys from Akron. I'm sure
I didn't know there were more than two people in the band, the Black Keys.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what is.
The Black Keys are two guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So the touring band, though, with them.
Oh, rest in peace.
Brother.
Nameless brother.
Yeah, I didn't know his name.
But no,
so I'm not
this
really
is just a fucking
out.
Dope band. It reminds me of like yeah, like it's like sludge, like Black Keys and like quick death metal shit, like fucking hardcore. It's crazy.
That seems right up your alley.
It's really dope.
Weird shit. Jaws, 10. Even sleeping through it
like a real piece of shit.
Yeah, I was tired, man.
Zeal and Ardor. Go listen to him.
Okay, 10 out of 10.
Don't tell it for me.
What was it?
Okay, what else I saw? Scarios 2.
Oh, shit, Day
of the Soldado.
The boy went to the movies.
Oh, dude. Late night movie. Only like three other people in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, he went to 10:30 p.m.
So dope. On 4th of July. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, so dope. And I got invited to see Ant-Man, but then I was like, it's like midnight. I'm not staying for that bullshit.
Yeah.
Gagana night.
I've heard that Ant-Man's really good.
They said it was like, it was pretty cool. You should see it in theater. It's fun time.
Yeah, and I heard that there's like an insane mid-post-credit scene.
Oh, mid-post-credit scene.
I think there's three. Like, there's like the first one, the mid one, and then the one after. That doesn't...
It's
like,
becoming quite an asshole fucking trend.
I think it's kind of cool that like, you have to sit through the credits.
You have to sit through the whole fuck... Like, you've ever looked at them.
Yeah, you don't?
I've looked at the ones after Guardians of the Galaxy 2, because it was fun. They had little drawings of everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, like they like scribbled over their eyes and shit and wrote like I rule, like they're in like high school.
Deadpool does that too. That type of shit too.
So it's fun.
But it's kind of nice. Like a lot of people work really hard just to have their name in that movie. Well, and get paid.
I was going to say it's not like they're doing it out of the volunteer of their heart.
And if they were, it's not like I'd be more inclined to stay.
Also,
I'll be honest.
When you see that list, it kind of makes you want to throw up in your fucking mouth.
Yeah, I'm like, there's a lot. Like, how did
I'm
something
like,
not go wrong?
45,000 people working on one project.
And not only that, it's like, how do we not get on a movie job?
I think we should be in the movies just because that looks like a bigger industry than Walmart for employees.
It really does. Unless they're the same motherfuckers that are making every movie.
Yeah, there's literally one crew of people. That's 45,000, yeah, and they all just share.
When one dies, you can come in.
Yeah, you're if you're the son of a dead grip, you get a new job as a grip.
Yeah, it's just like acting. It's like, I'm a son of an actor. I'm Bill Skarsgård. They're like, you're playing Pennywise. Come on down.
Come on in, you little fucko.
Here's Hollywood.
You're going to be in the 19th minute of the credits on this film.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, cool.
Packed in with 97 other people in a block.
No, being a grip's fun. I got strong arms.
The best is there's not enough fucking time or room to even do single...
Oh, no, it's not like you get your moment.
No. Yeah, it used to be a list.
Yeah, you're packed
in
there.
It was like a single list.
Like on one whole movie screen, you're probably packed in with about 100 other people at one given time.
Yep. To where even if you and your friends saw a movie that you were a part of, you probably might miss yourself.
Yeah. They're going too fast. They're going too fast. Oh, damn it.
I can't read all these names. It's kind of like, where's Waldo? Fuck this
shit. Why can't they just do alphabetical order?
Your friend like gets up and walks out. You're like, dude, there's another scene after this. He's like, oh, I guess I'll stay.
Yeah, you're like, and I'm in the credit.
And I help make it. What'd you do? You bring him coffee? Shut up, asshole.
Sicario 2.
Dude, Sicario 2 is so dark. Yeah. So dark. So cool. The music that I love from the first one, which is just huge boner-making fucking bass lines and like cello fucking strums and shit. Just eerie as fuck. And it feels like dead desert. Like, that's all I can say. It's like, it's just a dead desert theme.
Yeah.
So dope, dude. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll say this movie has, like, plot points that I could see some simple people that I know.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I was looking up at the sky. They might not enjoy because it's a little cerebral.
Oh, fuck yourself.
And a little more, like...
Explain Annihilation real quick.
Dude, Annihilation.
Strap in people for the fucking dumbest... I don't know why it's happening. It just isn't. It's neat. I like it.
I just wish it would happen. That's all.
I know. You're just like, it looks cool. I'm like, that's what I say about Pac Rim and you shit all over me.
No, man. I love Pac Rim, dude.
The parts that are Pac Rim are dope.
Dude, the parts of Pac... I would watch a supercut of Pac Rim and be pleased as punch.
Oh, man. I should try to make that.
Dude, my buddy makes supercuts of like shitty horror movies.
Yeah.
And like he remade Daredevil.
The Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he's like, dude, it's way darker if you just make it better. I was like, yeah, I bet it is.
How long does it take you to do that?
Oh, it's like his big hobby. Like it'd be the equivalent of what we do with like comics, video games, woodwork, all put into one.
Jesus.
That's all he does.
That's like all our free time.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
I think he like goes home and he's like,
you could have
back
just said
to
that.
The editing room floor. Oh, I wanted to be fun. It's a fun story.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm not just a lazy storytelling piece of shit.
That's weird. You're looking at me again.
I didn't look at you. I was looking at your cool shirt.
Thank you.
He's wearing a cool Star Wars Empire Strikes Back shirt.
Yeah, it's old school, too.
It is.
But it's not like made to look old, which I like. It looks new.
I wish I heard an old person pronounce, like, look at the shirt and be like, what's a Star the Empire Strikes Back Wars.
Oh, yeah, because it splits the two.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun. A little click for fanboys, too.
Sure. They've talked about that on the 4D experience, yeah. About trying to do fanboys, too. You'd have to get some
fanboy money.
Yeah.
Like some Kickstart.
I bet they could Kickstart that.
Yeah.
That movie's culty enough.
Yeah, I think so.
And not only that, fucking Dan Fogle is like huge now because of Harry Potter. But yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Scarlet 2, what do you give it?
Oh, 9.5 out of 10. Like, the only drawback I could say is
people won't like it. I know,
I heard you. Dumb people won't like it, and there wasn't as much resolution as I wished. There were plot points that seemed heavy, or scenes with people that were, like, very cool, like, new characters.
And
like,
never tied back
like,
in.
Yeah, like, war brokers that, like, fund a project. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, where'd he go?
Yeah.
Where'd he go? He was cool as fuck. He was a good actor. And he just kind of... But then again, also, kudos to the fucking sequel. Literally everyone from the first one besides one person came back for the second, which is awesome. And, you know, I think that there's talks that that person that's not in this one will be back on the third.
Oh, well, spoilers. He survives, everybody.
Who said it was a he, you fucking idiot?
No, I'm saying the fucking Benicio del Toro, obviously.
How does that mean it's going to be a third because he survives? If he died, you still got Josh Brolin.
Who knows? I don't know. Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
do. No.
And you spoiled it.
What? I fell asleep.
Jaws.
10 out of 10 for putting me to bed. It's fucking gory awesome. It's cool.
All right, cool. I can't wait to see. I love the first one.
It's great.
Conan the Barbarian. Not the Jason Momoa one.
I know.
Arnold. Dude, that movie is fucking weird.
You said Jason Momoa one?
Yeah, he's in one.
Do you mean The Rock?
No. Conan the Barbarian. Wasn't Jason Momoa in that?
Was he?
Yeah, I thought the remake was him.
Wait, Conan, where he has like a fucking lion head.
Oh, that's Hercules, idiot.
Oh, same thing.
Nah.
Kind of.
Not really.
But you know.
This is what James Earl Jones, dude. He's in it.
I have not seen Conan in 90 million years.
Really?
It's not that... It's not that good.
It was pretty interesting.
Shut up.
It held my attention.
Yes. Did it? You didn't fall asleep?
It's Jason Momoa. I kind of want to see. Look how dope that looks. There's like a Kraken in the background. I'm in, man. That looks like a CGI blast.
No, it looks like a CGI blast in the ass. Like that thing had a 6.2. No budget, probably.
Well, the original got a 6.9 on IMDb. I will say this.
You'll probably give it a 9.
2 hours and 9 minutes.
Fuck me.
It's long.
Of what?
Oh, man, a lot of really bad ADR. Like, you know when they go back and replace the voices? Oh, my God. He's like, but it doesn't fit the mouth. Like, half the dialogue put in is shots of them walking away because they weren't talking, or I don't think Arnold could. I don't know.
He just didn't have the words in him yet.
Yeah, they hadn't gave him English
he kept
yet.
Going to Austrian.
Yeah, so, like, fucking... So they just shot him from the back and just put dialogue in later. It's weird as fuck, dude, but... It's cool, man. I like it. It was dope.
Could you imagine being on set and like being like, Arnold, the line is, every day we fight, we live. Every day we fight, Uden Garden Bliegen.
Yeah.
Shit!
Did you hear about the I'll be back? Like, he couldn't say it, and he was like, I will be back. He's like, he wanted to push for that, and James Cameron was like, no, you have to say it.
I'll be
back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be back. And he was like, oh, like, the motherfucker just couldn't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to be, like,
it was gonna be,
he wanted to
I
say
will.
It proper.
I will be back, yeah.
I will be back, yeah.
It wouldn't have to, I mean, maybe it would, but who knows?
We wouldn't know any different.
I don't know, man. That would be our own
maybe
thing.
We would have hated it.
Yeah. We're like, fuck this movie.
Man, why couldn't he say I'll?
You know what would have made it better? 10 out of 10 for Judgment Day, probably the coolest movie ever made, if he would have said I'll
could
be
you imagine
back.
The fucking, like, dailies from that? Like, I'll... Damn it.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be. This is so hard. It's like my dick when I come. It's so hard right now. Have you seen that where he talks about lifting weights?
God. Dude, it's amazing.
But yeah, Conan the Barbarian. It's fun. It's fucking weird as shit, dude. I don't know. It was kind of like watching that that mountain movie that you made me watch.
Yeah, Holy Mountain. Yeah.
Holy Mountain, yeah.
It is in that way, like, because I think Conan's written as like this like very misogynistic, like fucking like the villains are very evil and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's this one scene where they're like, and then we would give him women to like,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, yeah, like,
and
to,
like, but he,
to feed him.
But
yeah.
Like this, a woman walks in and he literally puts a coat over and like sets her down and then proceeds to what I assume have sex with her. But it's almost like, I'm nice, Conan.
No.
Like, let me keep you warm. Now lay it down. Now open up. Like, it was weird.
I mean, dude, that's like kind of like Kratos.
Hard
like,
scene
as well.
To
like,
decipher,
to where it was
yeah.
like, as the God of War, he had everything at his beckon and
do
it was like two chicks in the bed.
Yeah, do you remember the hot tub scene where you can like get all your health back and everything like that? You just hop into it.
It shoots the fucking red like shower
your
of
orbs. It pans over to the left and you just hear girls like having orgasms as you press like R3 and square and triangle.
Oh, dude,
it's like
up,
fighting
down,
a boss.
Left, right. Yeah, and I was like, dude, I got this combo. Yeah. I know how to make her come.
Honestly, it's like, here's all your health
it
and magic
back. It is what
back.
You're doing. You're like, can you find the code?
Yeah, can you find
crack the code?
Yeah, crack the G-spot more like it. But yeah, fucking
achievement, Conan, G-spot.
Conan the Barbarian, yeah, I give it like a 7.
Yeah.
It was pretty enjoyable. Dude, like fucking James Earl Jones, he's called like something Doom, something real badass.
Yeah.
Look it up. But he has this fucking like, he takes Tulsa Doom, he takes a snake out of his pocket and like straightens it out. And then fucking, he's like, seek. And then he fires it, and it fucking, a snake arrow hits this chick in the fucking side and kills her.
Seek.
It's fucking dope, dude. I was like, whoa, that is fucked up. There's this part where, like, there's this huge orgy happening, and then, like, it goes to James Earl Jones' face in, like, this weird, like, pharaoh hat.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone's just fucking and sucking. Snakes are everywhere. That's a huge thing in the movie. Yeah. And his face starts to, like, bow out. It's for sure, like, paper mache. And it's bone, and it's bone. And then it, like, pans the sex and pans back to him. And he's got, like, a snake head.
Wow.
Dude, it's fucked
like,
up.
Like, that's him horny.
No, I think that's, like, how he's survived for, like, thousands of years. He's, like, a snake god.
Oh. Yeah, because snakes do have unnaturally long lives.
I wouldn't know.
They live, like, 390 years.
For real?
No, I'm just fucking with
okay.
you.
Okay. I know tortoises do, so I thought maybe some reptiles. Mm. Those things live for a fucking
tortoises
ever.
Are crazy. You can live to 200 years.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, and I love that the whole end of it is like all about the tortoise. Like the tortoise
I like
threw
the idea
up
of like...
And that started the universe.
A tortoise is... That's... I forget where... I'm going to look up the origin of that because that's a huge thing in...
Like mythology?
Theories. Like mythology theory for like, you know... I guess it'd be called like what, like Gaia connect, like Gaia style
like Gaia,
Earth
yeah.
and the universe. Mm-hmm.
Well, Gaia, I think, is Greek, right?
Yeah. Well, then there's also like, you know, like the eye of a great giant is the Earth, and we live in, inside our
or
God.
Or like fucking Men in Black, where they're playing fucking marbles with our universe and shit.
Shit's so dope.
Speaking of it, I watched it.
Yeah.
New one. I fucking love this
movie
so much.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I highly, if you haven't seen it, which, come on, but like just the kids alone, they're. Acting, and the only one that I didn't really like, and Josie said this too, was Stanley,
the sickly kid.
No, the Jewish kid.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, he wasn't that prevalent. It wasn't even much.
But his moments didn't feel as real.
His moment, his fear moment, didn't feel as good as.
I like his fear moment.
I think his fear moment was second worst.
Well,
for me.
Well, you remember it's the picture
on
the wall.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah,
but I just don't feel like in my head it had much fucking depth. Much as like the sickly kid and the fucking like bath.
Richie was the one with the fucking homeless guy. And in the book, he's like, hey, kid, I'll suck your dick. I swear to God, this weird AZ homeless dude crawls out of the house trying to suck this kid's pecker.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucked up.
Josie with, was like leprosy and shit.
Yeah, Josie was like, I think Stephen King's like a fucking straight up pervert. I was like, I don't know. There is a lot of like. Molestation, rape, child molestation, like a lot of that type of shit. Child sex.
Yeah.
Like in his books. Like that's a pretty prevalent thing. And I never really thought about it. And I was like, well, that's like, those are like horrific things for the mind to deal with. So that's probably why he.
Oh, yeah. He's like, well,
way.
What could I think of that, like, just like warps minds
or,
to hear
or like
about.
What would a warped mind do? And then he, like, but that is weird to like have to go to that place.
I mean, I wouldn't really want to
like
stay the night with him.
Like Kevin Bacon when he played that child molester.
Yeah.
What was that movie called?
I forget, but he's a cop. Yeah.
No, it's not. I always
do
this.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's on fucking Netflix. But yeah, that like it's fuck. When he talks to that little girl, you're just like, piece of shit, piece of shit. Like, oh, man. I don't understand how you could do that. Anyways, those kids work really well together, minus Stanley, but he's not terrible. I'm really stoked for the new one. Did you hear James McAvoy's playing Bill?
Yep.
That's fucking dope. And, oh, God, what's his name? He played BB-8. He was the cop in Superbad, not Seth Rogen. Bill Hader.
Bill Hader,
yeah.
I don't know the whole list, but...
Bill Hader's playing Richie Tozier, the funny one that does all the... The kid from Stranger Things character, yeah.
Chris Pratt.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Chris Pratt's the fat kid.
Ben Hanscom?
Yeah.
What?
Told ya. You heard it here. No, I'm not shitting your ass, baby. Look it up.
I am. But yeah, I give that movie like a 9. Like that movie's a lot, like really cool. Feels like Stand By Me, which is what that movie needed to feel like. And fucking Skarsgård's portrayal of Pennywise, I think is dope. Oh, I'm working on it,
fantastic.
Bitch.
I'm like, multitask, bitch. We're on a podcast.
Yeah,
bro.
I understand, but I'm just, man, fucking Jesus.
Yeah, you can't really defend against that.
Jay Ryan is playing Ben Hanscom.
Who's Chris Pratt?
He's not in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm looking at like the whole list right now. Is it in his upcoming projects? Chris Pratt.
I don't know.
Did you hear that Jurassic World made fucking over $1 billion already?
Oh, well, good for it.
Fallen Kingdom, I mean. I don't know. It wasn't. I didn't think it was all that great.
Well, I didn't see it, so yeah, I mean, should I?
Nah. Like I told you, I mean, like it was kind of bleh. Yeah, he's not in it.
You know, maybe.
No, I just looked up his upcoming projects: Jurassic World 3, Cowboy Ninja Viking. That sounds dope. The Lego Movie 2, the second part. The Real McCoy and the Kid.
Oh.
So yeah, those are his upcoming projects for fucking Chris Pratt corner over here. But yeah, so I don't know who's the guy that's playing Ben Hanscom is Jay Ryan. I'm not sure. I don't think I've seen him in anything else. Anyways, you see anything else, dude?
Nope.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Whip It. We watched Whip It.
I didn't really watch it.
You watched like the whole thing and you rented it 3 times.
It's a piece of shit. It's pretty fucking lame. Let's be honest. You love it.
No, it was funny because I was
you
like,
you recall something that's a lie.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm remembering
it
correctly.
I feel like you're a fucking liar.
Okay, so check it out. So I remember vividly when Whip It came out.
You're thinking of another film. Putting lies and blasphemy out on the fucking radio waves.
Tony, he rented this movie like twice in a row.
Yeah, man. Sure did.
I'm almost positive that it was 2 separate times, and it was Whip It, because he
God
was like,
damn it.
You were talking about the jammers and the blockers and how cool they were.
No!
Yes.
I was not talking to you about jammers and blockers.
You knew every fucking term for it.
You're so fucked up. I hate how this is like a big joke for you. Like, and you're just like making it and evolving it into like, dude, remember you had like an Ellen Page patch like hers?
If it's not real, I'm going to fucking make it real.
Oh, you've really got a lot of thickness in this story.
I love it so much because we were watching it last night and like the movie isn't good.
No.
I keep looking at him like, why'd you rent this twice? He's like, I didn't.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And you're like, dude, all I know is you rented it twice.
And he's sitting there.
I'm like, look at this piece of shit. Why would I ever like this?
We go in the kitchen, we're talking about something, and he was like, oh, I don't remember. I was like, well, definitely not the movie because you rented it fucking twice. He's like, shut the fuck up. But I remember wanting to see the movie because you told me to watch it on your recommendation. You're like, Whip It's awesome. I rented it twice, 2 separate occasions, right?
You remember this.
Yes.
You remember that statement from me to you.
I'm almost positive, dude.
I think I was talking about like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, the first one.
I think I was probably talking about, like, you know, Saving Private Ryan
or
something.
Hey, have you ever seen Jurassic Park? I know it's fucking 2013 when this movie...
I probably was talking about fucking, like, I don't know, something way better?
It might have been, I don't know. I really remember Whip It, though, and you being pumped on it.
What's another one that might be sounding like Whip It?
You brought roller skates, like, right after it. What was your...
roller skates can't hold me.
What was your name that you made up? Like, take it...
Oh, take it. Take it.
Like, take it take it, yeah. Take it to the Tummy Tony or some shit like that.
Yeah, take it 2 times Tony and like
and
fucking
you call
pound,
me?
Pound me in the back paw or something. Like,
pound me in the man puss paw. I was like, why are you making like gay porn names up?
I was like, it's just all I could do.
Because yeah, there was like Iron Maven.
Iron Maven and like fucking Babe Ruthless.
Babe Ruthless was her character. There was some neat scenes in it, but yeah, for the most part, that movie was not that good.
No,
at all.
It was very fucked.
I'd give it like a 4.
It's like, yeah, 4.
Okay. Surprise, went down from the last time you rented it twice.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, let's hop into Jess and Tony. We watched Steven Spielberg's War of the Worlds.
Oh, how could you tell it was Steven Spielberg's? Wow, I never saw that coming with all the smoke and mirrors.
I liked it. I thought it was shot really fun. It felt like Spielberg.
Courtney
I don't know,
was like,
cool.
I can't take this tense bullshit. This movie is too fucking tense.
Okay, one thing
that movie is nothing but tension.
I love it.
Oh, I got a fat fucking tension boner, dude.
I really dig this movie, and I like Tom Cruise's portrayal of like the dad that can't get anything right.
I love his shithead character.
He's good in it.
Dude, one of my favorite shots is after his son steals his car, and he's like, go back in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And he turns around and like, he's like,
Come on. Yeah, he walks up with his arms
out.
Get the
fuck out. Yeah, dude, it's very dad.
No, and then like, he smacks his hand like, I will fucking hit you, kid.
Dude, it's fucking good. Like, I was like, that's
their exchange,
extremely, like, young adolescent dad.
Their exchange, yeah, just, like, totally annoyed. Like, I work for a living.
Like,
order
fuck
food.
You, kid, do it.
But their exchange when they're playing catch, and he's like, is that what you're all, he's such a dick all the time, and then breaks a window.
Yeah.
Now, did you notice that the camera goes through the house and then shows him
shoots
through the window?
Through the, yeah.
And then there's another part in the truck where it shows him in the fucking broken thing. And then it flips and shows Dakota Fanning. I was like, Steven Spielberg is fucking way about
way
into
the
shot.
Broke windows. And then Dakota Fanning outside of the house.
Through the broken another, window.
Yeah.
That like that circular window was in so many shots in the movie. Now
that mirrors, looking at stuff through mirrors as it
or
happens. Or a video camera.
Yeah, reflection. Yeah, that when the peanut butter slice is floating down the thing.
A lot of that shit. He was very like, I don't want to do any real conventional shots. I would rather just do unique shots for the same thing.
Kind of like arts. I don't want to use
it's
artsy.
Artsy.
It's not
no,
pretentious.
It's just, he's clever when he doesn't have to be.
I'm about to say it's neat. Like, it's just well shot in a way that feels like him, though, still. You know, this was the first. Josie told me this. She was like looking up like trivia about it and stuff. She said that this was the first movie that he didn't storyboard.
Oh.
Like, he used the digital storyboarding, which I guess Lucas showed him when he was making Return of the Jedi. That's how long Lucas had been using
it. Yeah. Wow.
And then he didn't use it up until War of the Worlds, which was, like, what, 2004 or 2003?
Probably, yeah.
And he was going to do it earlier when Independence Day came out, but after that he was like, I'm going to shelve it for now.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's the same fucking movie.
It pretty much is, but I love the story.
And the fucking machines, the blah, and then it's just like fucking closed for days. Doo, doo, doo.
Some of the stuff's a little corny. I'm
what?
Like, well,
what's corny about this movie?
Well, when they're in the water,
how
the Hudson,
you?
They get out of the water, and within about 20 seconds, they're looking at the head of a robot.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely like a... what's that called? Like this, like size displacement.
Yes.
That
I'm like,
doesn't
so
make
they
any sense.
Ran up a 300-foot hill?
Yeah. are you talking about, well, all right.
They get off the boat. They
the
almost
ferry.
Drown. Yeah, the ferry. And well, then they climb to the bank.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I understand.
And then there's a robot right by her fucking
right
head.
In front of him. The one that I saw was like when the trees were moving, like when they're looking from the ferry, they're looking back, or they're about to get on the ferry.
Yeah.
And the trees are moving, like being split in half. And then the next scene is this thing as tall as the mountain on top of it. And I was like, well, how the... It's the same thing Pac Rim does.
Exactly.
Like, they get out of the water, and then they're standing in, like, ankle-high water. I'm like, how'd they fit?
Yeah. I'm like, that's a kiddie pool.
Yeah. Like, this is...
How'd it hide underwater?
Is there, like, just a drop-off?
And it's hard to do that, too, because you have to be like, well, how does this approach?
Yeah. Well, not only that, like, okay, so say it's in... The only thing that would make sense if it came out of the water is if that one was buried, too. Which, the first scene of it getting unburied, the lightning bolts even, he's like, where's the thunder? Even though it was making insane sounds,
yeah.
I would have thought that was thunder.
Yeah, it was some loud-ass fucking noises.
Yes, but not thunder, I don't know. But them shooting the pods down, that's such a neat idea.
It's such a neat idea.
I've never read the book, because I started to. Whew!
H.G. Wells?
That is highbrow. That dude uses some words.
There's some biggies.
Yeah, I was like, man, this is fucking...
Well, that's some classic shit.
Yeah, I was like, this is fucking boring. He's not using any cuss words.
No,
this isn't
fun
at all.
It's very like... it's like Jules Verne. It's like wholesome sci-fi.
Yeah.
About a crazy event, but it's very like sweet.
I'm trying to think of what else I thought was cool. Yeah, Dakota Fanning. I mean, like Josie brought this up. She's like, I fucking cannot stand Dakota
with the
Fanning.
The whining. Like,
she was
begging.
Like, I was like, yeah, but I was like, wouldn't you think a kid would act like that? She's like, yeah, and I would fucking hate it. I was like, okay,
well,
so she did a good.
She did
she's
a
like,
great job.
I'm not saying she didn't do a good job. I was like, she's just that like good that she's fucking insanely annoying.
I was annoyed by the fucking son for being a little fucking prick and
Robbie.
Being like angry.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and
you
gotta
to
go fight the war.
Like, yeah, it's very strange. Not strange, but I was like, what a fucking like adolescent, like adrenaline ridden, like, I'm doing it, Dad.
Well, did you notice on the ferry he's trying to save the people? Like,
yeah,
he wants
to be
help.
A hero, yeah. And his dad's like, he's a hero.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm a selfish prick. Like,
man,
fuck
this. I'm gonna be more like my son and take care of this daughter after I abandoned my son to save my daughter.
Well, he had to do that, though.
Oh, guaranteed.
And the kid's like, that was a fucking insane scene. That movie's good, dude.
It's a good scene. I like how his hand, like, he, like, all the way down him as he was pulling away, yeah.
And then he sees and his fucking daughter's being stolen by two other random
creeps. I also
creeps.
Like how when he stands up, I'm like, well, he's already dressed for the fucking army. He has epaulets. He has combat pants on and fucking, like, Rothko combat boots.
Maybe that was part of the story. Like, he's super like, into the army.
Yeah, like, he likes tactical shit.
And
like,
they just didn't really, they just dressed him like that to kind of give the illusion.
Yeah, because when I was looking at his outfit, I'm like, well, he's already dressed for the job. Just go ahead and you're private first class, bud. Oh, God, firebomb.
Yeah.
It's great. It's not a bad fucking alien movie at all.
Tim Robbins was awesome in it.
Yeah, he's a fucking nutcase. Creep. Like, dude, literally as soon as like he shut the door, and I think he gives a glance.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad glance. Just it's like, just seeing his face.
Yeah.
Courtney was like, oh, he's bad. I'm like, he is, isn't he? Yeah, you're right. Like, yeah. That's really good, like, intuition. He's a fucking monster.
Josie read a ton of trivia on this, so any trivia I'm saying, attributed to her.
Right.
So, John Williams scored it. She didn't read that to me. That's on the credits. But she was like, yeah, the thing with Spielberg and John Williams is that they like to use two notes for indication for the audience shit like that. And if you notice in this one, there's a ton of that usage, just like the repetition to kind of guide the audience as if like something bad's happening. Same Jaws, and then what was the other thing? Tim Robinson's character was three different characters in the book. So he must bounce around to different people, and they all share attributes. Yeah. Like probably one was like the rebel that wanted to fight back. We'll come up from the ground. We'll surprise them this time. One was probably the creepy dude that was talking to her about like, if your dad dies, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And he's like, you fucking got a question? Come to me, motherfucker. Yeah. And then the third one was probably the dude trying to dig a tunnel to the city.
Dude, that was probably my favorite bit of dialogue is him losing it at the end. He's like, we'll have ready-made tunnels built when we get there.
Yeah, and like, then he's screaming, not my blood, just like, and he's like, please be fucking quiet. And then that scene where he goes to Dakota Fanning, ties her blind with a fucking like tie or some shit, tells her to sing a lullaby, and then it's just like the shot of his feet going into a room and closing the door, and seeing Tim Robbins turn with the shovel. Yeah, I was like, holy.
In my head, I only questioned. I was like, why don't you have fucking like knives on your hands?
Yeah, Wolverine?
Just fucking something. Freddy he was Krueger. Literally like, I'm just going to handle this like a
it was weird.
Fucking
he's like,
man.
I can probably get the shovel away from him.
I could probably get that even though I couldn't get the shotgun.
Yeah, and he's hit me with the shovel already.
And it hurt.
Yeah, I'm bleeding.
I'm going to take it.
Do this old hand-to-hand.
I think my dad's strength will help me take it.
Yeah, I know my
dad.
That's
literally what he thought, I think. He was going in going, I'm dad strong.
War of the Worlds. Do you have anything else you want to say about
it? No.
Okay.
It's good.
I think I'm going to give it, I'll let you go first.
I give it 8 out of 10. Yeah. It's not one I'd want to rewatch a lot.
True.
But if I had to choose like an enjoyable action movie that involved aliens that wasn't over the top, this is like one of them.
Yeah.
It's very grounded.
I'd say like 8.5. I really enjoyed it. Loved it. All right.
I mean, God forbid I ever have to watch a movie in that shitty quality. It was someone purchased. Like, there was a purchase of a DVD. It looks like a fucking Betamax. It was unreal. Like, I didn't say anything when I was watching it with Courtney because I didn't want her to, like, get, like, bummed that this is bad looking because I don't know if she knew how pissed I was it looked so horrible. I was like, who produced this DVD?
Well, think about it. When I got that DVD, it was probably in, like, 2008 or 9, I would assume. I'm not sure
What do they degrade?
No, so like it wasn't like HD remaster or Blu-ray. Like,
still,
dude,
but that was a film with like the highest end graphics of its
time. Yeah, for
15
sure.
15 years ago at the most.
But like Jurassic Park and shit like that, like they keep remaking that and remastering it and shit. This is like the first one of it, and it was shot probably on real film, which gives it like a hard grain. But yeah, it was super grainy.
Super grainy. I can't see the CGI.
I kind of want to buy a Blu-ray and see how that looks.
Oh, I bet it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
All right, movie of the week. We watched Tao, the Netflix original.
All right, these Netflix originals, we've had a little talk about this. Paul gets excitable because, and I agree, the box art on these movies looks so dope. Netflix is like, yo, can the best graphic designers on earth work for our fucking title screen design? We have a movie called Tao.
Yes.
It's about a fucking man who's trying to create this sentient fucking like human brain AI. And he has this house robot named like Atlas or Ares.
Oh,
Ares, the robot.
Ares is the robot controlled by Tao.
Controlled by Tao, the home computer AI. Yeah.
The kind of the Siri or the fucking Alexa or whatever it is for Amazon.
And he kidnaps humans to fucking, like, retrieve memories to do tests for this fucking experiment.
Well, he's trying to track the higher cognitive function of a human's brain via, like, via puzzles.
Yeah, but he has to get them into a high like having them in suspense or fear or tension is better for the results.
I disagree. It seemed like he was like, well, but he also said
he gets
that
better test results.
Yeah, he said he got, he's like, I've never gotten such good test results when she was actually cooperating with him. Not so much based out of fear.
Oh,
or
well,
like
maybe
that.
He changed his, the, I think his idea was to,
yeah, I agree.
Put them
yeah.
in suspense and
right,
make
to see
better.
How it goes. And then he's like, holy shit, once she did it,
yeah.
He was like, holy shit, I've got never gotten the results like this before. It didn't really, his character
oh, no.
didn't make
his
any
sense.
His
character made no sense whatsoever. His reasons, his, like,
for like even,
okay, he's a genius inventor. He's like a Tesla.
He's like a Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
He like runs a company and creates the shit for it.
But I think he's more of like an Elon Musk in the, he's the brain.
No, the
not
builder.
Just the design.
Yeah, yeah, the builder.
He's like the crazy Ford from fucking Westworld.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He's like, I have a big company, but I'm working on my shit.
Yeah.
In my lab because I'm the future. I'm
and
the best.
Tao, the sweet, sweet. I am a person. I am a person. It was voiced
it
by.
It was Amy from Congo
yeah.
in a robot.
Voiced by the one and only Gary Oldman.
Oh, God.
And I
dude.
Saw that and I was like, I am fucking in, dude. This looks dope. And like I was like, he's voicing the robot.
Forgot
this-
it was Gary Oldman. Be honest. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Did. I did.
There's
I forgot
parts.
You said that, and it didn't resonate.
There's parts of that. Well, no, the whole time I didn't actually. Never mind. I did not forget. I was like, "Wow, I can't believe he signed on for this."
Yep.
Like he was like, "Can I just be dumb as hell?"
And don't watch Tao because it looks so dope in the fucking like shot.
Some of the tech is kind of cool. I'm sure you like some of the house stuff.
Oh, I loved the fucking sci-fi stuff.
Yeah,
Tao looked great. The idea of what he was, some
the
of
triangle.
The stuff like some of the cleaning machines, like there were really
neat
ideas. It wanted to be Ex Machina. It wanted to be fucking like iRobot. It wanted to be all these like movies that
had
surpassed
kind of,
the shit out of it.
Kind of a existential AI robot. Like, is it worth, like, does it have a personality?
Yeah.
And it kind of shrouded that in a different storyline, which I'll say this. Netflix has done a really good job of making pretty things, like you said, for like that type of shit. But also the movies look pretty good themselves.
Yeah, because
but like
the
storyline for some reason is always just kind of just not there.
No, they. It's weird. They,
Ritual
they
was the only one that I really
bucket really yeah. hard.
Ritual was the only one that I felt that was like from start to finish great. Mute was good up until a point, and fucking yep. like Anon, that was kind of boring. Like that's the kind of like the only issue with Tao for me was that it just I didn't really give a fuck.
No. I kind of knew exactly the fucking route it was gonna take. There was never a time when I was like, this movie just astounded me and went in the direction I've never seen.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we're going to get to the bottom of this fucking journey.
Yeah, I have a feeling she's going
to
survive.
Man, she'll probably fucking, like, side with the AI and he'll try to kill his creator.
Yeah, I give it, like, a fucking, I don't know, like a 4.
4 out of 10. Yeah. Cool. Don't watch it. Great.
Yeah, if you're, like, way bored and you're like, man, I haven't seen.
And you want to see, like, a robot
yeah.
stab people.
Yeah, that happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So for next week, we're going to do Austin Powers, the Spy Who Shagged Me for
yep.
Testa Tony. Can't wait for that. Wow, you're really warm. You're sweating on your ears, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Sick, you dickhead. I want to go home.
You are home.
You know what I mean.
Tony, home.
The great home in the sky.
Oh, wow. I want to take a dirt nap. It's curtains for me.
You know how it is when we're sick.
We suck. And movie of the week is going to be Atomic Blonde. So strap
yeah.
in.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be a nuclear episode.
He's sick. Don't blame him. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.